Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Incarcerated Americans are on strike. A national protest by prisoners began August 21st. It runs to September 9th, which is the anniversary of the deadly uprising in 1971 at Attica Prison in upstate New York. Organizers have drawn up a list of 10 demands they say could change America's prison system for the better. Here in Michigan, there's a protest march this afternoon in Lansing. Protesters include formerly incarcerated people, anti-prison activists, and community members. They're marching to the Michigan Department of Corrections building. One of the marchers is Dennis Boatwright. He was incarcerated in Michigan for manslaughter for 24 years before he was released in 2015. He is now a business owner and a college graduate. Dennis, why are you marching today?
I'm marching to help raise public awareness on the conditions inside Michigan prison as well as around the world.
And you were in prison in this state for 24 years. Can you give us a sense what were conditions like during that time you were serving your sentence?
They were inhumane conditions. There were abuse. There were sanitary, conditions that were below government standards, poor food quality, harassment, and as well as racism.
Can you give me, when you say inhumane and abusive, can you give us some examples? Can you help us understand what you mean by that?
Well, inhumane is that prisoners were often housed in facilities that were overcrowded by any standards. Prisoners were abused because of their religious beliefs, physically abused. Some prisoners are put in solitary confinement because of their political beliefs or because they are speaking up against the conditions in prison. So they were, physically abused.
What do we know, Dennis, about what might be happening within Michigan prisons over these past few days? This national protest began August 21st. Have you gotten any indication that there are prisoners here participating in this action?
Yes. Typically, throughout the week, I would get three or four phone calls from inmates letting me know how they're doing. But this week, I haven't heard from any one of those who has been participating in the work stoppage strike in prison. So I think that there has been some retaliation going on because I haven't received any calls from the people who I normally would hear from in the Michigan Department of Correction.
Do you know categorically whether there's a work stoppage? Because the Michigan Department of Corrections indicated that there is really no one participating in work stoppages.
That could be true because there are many preemptive measures that the Michigan Department of Correction has taken. And I have told many volunteers, many good-hearted, activists, that when they're communicating with inmates inside prison, they also are telling administration what's going on as well. So there are reports that the administration has taken preemptive strikes against inmates who they feel that may be spreading the word or who may be participating in the strike.
The demands, those 10 demands, laid out a lot about what organizers believe is not working about American prisons. And I'm wondering from your perspective, as someone who was inside for 24 years, what's a better way our society should handle folks who commit crimes?
Well, one thing we should be concerned about is the recidivism rate, because people who are sentenced to prison terms ultimately are going to come back to society. So that should be concern number one for people in societies. With that being said, there are things that statistically proves that works towards lowering the recidivism rate. And this is what all the U.S. prison system need. We need education, college courses in there, and many other classes that will help prisoners develop marketable skills. So when they return to society, they'll be able to participate in the workforce as well as pursue other goals they may have. But we need college courses in there, college classes.
Dennis, as you and I talk, we would not have to look very hard to find people listening to us and who would say, look, if you're in prison, you are serving a punishment for breaking the law. You don't get to lay out a list of demands. How do you answer that point of view?
Well, whether you're a prisoner or not, you're supposed to be protected by the U.S. Constitution, which spells out that all humans should be created equally and as human beings. And I don't think any decent human being would go against some of the demands of prisoners, which they're not asking to come home. They're asking for better treatment. They're asking for better food quality. They're asking for the state to lower the excessive telephone rates that prisoners have to pay. They're asking that their families be able to make it easier for families to visit their loved ones who are incarcerated. These are the type of demands that I would think any decent human being would not be against.
Dennis Boatwright will be marching today in Lansing, taking part in the protest march to the Michigan Department of Corrections building in support of a national protest by prisoners. Dennis, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
With us now is Chris Gouts of the Michigan Department of Corrections. Chris, what's happening right now inside Michigan prisons? Have your wardens or correction officers reported any strike activity?
No, Michigan has not taken part in this. The prisoners there have all been reporting to work all across the state, and we've not had any issues in any of our facilities.
What is the MDOC's response to this national strike itself and the demands of the strikers?
Well, it's really hard to have a response because their message is pretty incoherent, that they don't really have a consistent message. The last list of demands I saw, I think, had 10 issues, and when you look through them, I think only three of them were something that any prison system in the country would have any say over. A lot of them were more federal issues. There weren't things that were specifically about prisoners, and certainly most of those issues don't reflect what's going on in Michigan prisons. You know, maybe there's other systems in other states that would have cause for a reason for prisoners to be upset, but that's really not what's going on in Michigan.
It certainly seems if there is one issue that these inmate protesters are really united on, it's prison labor and the feeling by some that prisoners are being exploited. Do people in Michigan prisons perform work for private companies that service customers outside of the prison walls?
No, all of the work that are done by prisoners in Michigan are done for the benefit of other prisoners around the state. So it's not done for any for-profit companies. And so I think that's where we tend to be a little different and don't tend to have the kind of issues that you see around other parts of the country. But in Michigan, we pay out about $10 million a year in prisoner wages. Obviously, people will always argue that that's not enough, but you're also going to have people that say that they'll be surprised that we even pay them at all or that we pay them, you know, that much.
One of the demands by strikers is they want more education programs and rehabilitation programs. Chris, how would you characterize the level of education and rehabilitation programs in our prisons in Michigan?
I think it's incredibly robust. We have an amazing system in Michigan. We call it the Offender Success Model, and it's been incredibly successful. We've been able to reduce our prison population by 10% over the last 3 years. We've created two vocational villages, which are one-of-a-kind in the country programs where prisoners come, apply, and move to a facility and learn in-demand trades like welding, robotics, CNC machinery. We also have community colleges and satellite campuses of several universities in our prisons where prisoners are receiving secondary education. So I think some of the national groups and some of these outside agitators that are trying to work up these prisoners around the country, obviously I don't think have done their homework, especially when it comes to Michigan.
Chris, there was a report in Bridge Magazine that said the state puts no money toward college prison education and that the federal program that allows some inmates to take college classes is expected to run dry by 2019. Is that correct?
There is a provision in state law that for now doesn't allow funding for secondary education out of state resources. And so we do have a number of prisoners who are on a self-pay program. But we also have been very fortunate to have partnerships with institutions like Calvin College, which operates a satellite campus at one of our prisons in Ionia. And outside benefactors have paid very generously for the tuition for those students to take those classes. And then we also have had experiences with other outside organizations, the Vera Institute out of New York, York, which has been paid and provided scholarships for other students to take those classes through places like Jackson College. And we had a huge influx under the last year of the Obama administration. They provided the Second Chance Pell Grants for the first time in, I think, several decades to allow prisoners to have access to Pell. And we are very hopeful that under the Trump administration that that will continue. And we've been making our case both at the state level and also nationally to urge that we continue that program, because it's a great benefit for not only those prisoners, but society itself. When we can return out of prison people back into the community that have a college degree, that means they're going to be far less likely to recidivate and commit other crimes. And it's a win-win for everybody.
Are there plans in place to respond to prisoners should they join into this movement that is lasting until September 9th, until the Attica anniversary? Is there a plan in place?
Certainly, if they were to have an issue or if they were to strike or to not show up to work, certainly we would address that at the facility level. But those would be individual choices made by those prisoners. And if they chose to not work, you know, we would then have to find somebody else to take their place. And we have many prisoners who apply for those jobs. And I think the reason why we don't see many people striking or taking part in it is because they like having that job, and they earn enough of an income that they're able to do what they need to do while they're in prison. So certainly if people have issues or they join in, we would obviously address that.
Chris Gouts, Michigan Department of Corrections. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you.